one occasion, Samuel Chadwick, the principal of Cliff College in the Peak District, he received a telephone call from someone asking for a preacher for a service on the following Sunday. As he was thinking over those who would be available, Mr. Chadwick said, "Well, you can have Mr. Jones, but if you have him, you'll have a revival." "Oh dear," said the startled caller, "we don't want that." And the line went dead. One of the greatest hindrances to revival in our churches today is the fact that many Christians don't want it, because we're not prepared to pay the price. There is a price to pay for any life lived totally for the Lord. Many preachers are afraid to speak against sin and to proclaim the whole counsel of God, because it might make them unpopular with the congregation. People leave one church and go to another church because they're convicted of sin and because it's easier for them to change their church than to change their lifestyle. We are content with the status quo, and we do not want anyone, not even God, to disturb our quiet, easy, comfortable religion. But revival means getting our lives right with God. It means a change of lifestyle, a change of values, a change of priorities. It involves asking forgiveness of those that we have wronged or offended. It involves making restitution and clearing our conscience. We don't have to wait for a national revival to take place in order to get right with God. Personal revival can take place right now, if we're prepared to pay the price. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.